add this to the secrets of rhythm guitar, chord anticipation. We're doing just a G and a C, and we're doing the upper four voicings on guitar of a G, and we're anticipating every chord on the end of four. So usually you go back to the old way, it would be like, we're switching on the one and it's fine. But when you stretch out like that, like we're about to do, it makes the whole thing sound more gives them more forward motion. So and you're gonna do all ups. So it's like up, 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 switch on the way up, 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 up. And now if I'm doing the old way, you're doing the new way, yep. Now go back to the old way just so you can hear the difference. Nothing wrong with it, but your band's gonna not know why it's like their best gig ever, but you will. Go back to the new way. Very good, great job. Suppose you only did that sometimes. Right? Sometimes you delayed the resolution. Let's talk about delayed resolution. You're not going to hit till beat two. So how about this? Three, one, two. One, two, and four, and two. Try that with me. It's called delayed resolution, I guess. You know, it might sound something like this. And then on the two, you anticipate the G, and the C doesn't come in on beat two until beat two. It'll sound like this. So it'll sound like this. One, two, three. I messed it up. I did it right the first time. It'll sound like this. Between the two and the end of four, is it? So good let's do it in reverse. We're gonna hit the G on the two and anticipate the C. Right? So, one, two, three, four, one. Very good. That way seemed a little easier than the first way. Very good, awesome. And on the PDF of the chord anticipation, I could have wrote the letter, or I should have wrote the letter on the end of four of the bar that precedes it. But oftentimes, sheet music will be written with the chord on the one, and it's up to you to provide the anticipation. You know, so that's chord anticipation. Then delay would be, and then on the delay it would be one, two, three, four, like one, two, and four, and switch. The combining example one, you have anticipation first and then delay. So try it. Be like one, two, three, four, jin, 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 jin. So then the G would have to come in. Last hit would be actually a G.
So this is down.
Yeah. So it'd be like two, three, four, up, 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 down, up, up. Actually, let's give a rest in here. It would sound like two, three, four, up, 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 down, up, up. And then on that second up would be back to G again. All right, a little slower. Two, three, four, up, 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 down, up, G. On the second up would be G right here. Two, three.
We need to just get this.
Yeah, like
one,
a little slower.
Two and four, and this would be G. Okay.
Yeah. Like two, three, four, up, 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 down, up, G, up, 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 C, up, up. Good, let me, so you can hear it in context. The very first example, chord anticipation, it's like this. Second example, delay. Two, three, four. Combining number one, which is anticipation first and then delay. And these are prescriptive, like these aren't like, you know, must learn rhythms, but they're overall concepts that you can use. The last combining example would be the delay first and then the anticipation. And on the last example, you know, I could have wrote the C on the end of four, the symbol C, but I didn't, because again, it's up to you. So someone would say, some music school people or, you know, academic people would say that's written incorrectly, but I wrote it that way on purpose. Sounds like this. Two, three. On this, like, ways that you can start applying this stuff would be like that last C, since it's on the end of four, even though I'm not carrying the chord over, I could make that the new one. You know, rock people don't talk about this, jazz people talk about this a lot, but you can easily jazz up your comping without being quote jazzy in a rock setting. And everyone, most of the advanced players do, they just don't know, they may not know, they may not think of it as the end of four, they're just, so what I mean is, that last, on this last example, you could make that a G on the end of four, just because the next bar is a G, so it'll sound like this. And now there's quite a bit of forward motion going on. Great lesson here. A lot to explore.